You're listening to SBS News.
To his family, Nathan Reynolds will be remembered as a jokester with a big heart. The Anawan Dungati man died from a severe asthma attack while in custody in 2018. This is his sister, Talia Reynolds.
When he was sentenced to a four-month fixed term, he lost access to community-based healthcare. And in just 4 months, they watched as his condition deteriorated enough that it killed him.
The coroner found an inadequate level of medical care deprived the 36-year-old of at least some chance of survival. Magistrate Elizabeth Ryan found his medical crisis required an emergency response, but the response received fell well short of this. It was confused, uncoordinated, and unreasonably delayed. It did not comply with established treatment for the management of severe asthma. It did not even comply with New South Wales Health's own policies to prevent chronically ill prisoners from deterioration and death. Talia Reynolds spoke after the coroner's report was delivered.
We had good outcome, but I still feel like there's no accountability to individuals. And I think that's where, once you start having that accountability, I think that's when you will start seeing change.
The coronial inquest has renewed calls for urgent systemic change to address high rates of First Nations deaths in custody. This is Sarah Crellin, a principal solicitor at the Aboriginal Legal Services New South Wales and ACT branch.
I wish as a nation we were proud that we had the oldest culture in the entire world and we celebrated that rather than have to come to court regularly to assist a family in finding answers as to why their loved one died on a cold prison floor.
In the last week, there have been three First Nations deaths in custody in Australia. The latest confirmed was a man at Ravenhall Correctional Centre in Victoria. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.